Motion passes.
Motion passes.
In a 4-2 vote, the committee moved Tonawanda residents one step closer to what they say is a better quality of life. Geraldine Pilkington lives four houses away from the funeral home.
It's been horrible. In the summer, we can't have friends over because we never know when the crematory was going to work. Every day, we'd have to come out and clean our patio furniture because of all the soot. This resolution is just wonderful. It makes it so that he can't start up again, and that's all we've ever wanted.
The funeral home has not been operating crematory services in Tonawanda since 2012, when the state attorney general determined that the odor, dust, and noise coming from the facility were, quote, interfering with public health or comfort. Legislator Kevin Hardwick says he believes Amagon is trying to solve residents' problems. He cites technology they could use to damper the effects of cremation.
We heard testimony from the Amagons and their attorney. We heard from the manufacturer that this would be new technology in the United States, or at least in New York State. I'm not sure I want to experiment with unproven technology in people's backyards.
The owners of Amagon say they would like to move their operation, but the state won't let them. Hardwick explains.
Amagon is grandfathered in, and they wanted to take their grandfather clause and move that to a more appropriate location in an industrial zone, but the cemetery board, for whatever reasons, said no.
The full legislature will vote next Thursday on whether to revoke Amagon's cemetery land status that would permanently halt crematory services. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.